Welcome to the Quests Fishing Adventures Podcast, Chapter 5. Welcome back to another Quest Fishing Adventures Podcast. I do hope that you are well, and as always, if you've been fishing since my last podcast, let's hope you've put a few on the bank. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's Valentine's Day. I'm on the bank tonight and I'm doing it with Alex. That's fishing only though. Let's just clear that one up right now. Yeah, so as you've seen by the title, today we are fishing Lily's Lake. Alex got down there probably about 15 minutes ago, and he's confirmed that we can get in the swims that we want to be trying to spend a bit of time in this year, certainly at the beginning part of the year. Basically, we're just trying to bait up as much as we can in these swims we fish to try and pull the fish in. It's always going to be a tricky lake because, you know, it's not a majorly busy lake, but you do get people fishing it, and you know it is hard to get something going on it. So we picked these two swims out, which I have talked about in my last Lily's Lake podcast, and yeah, so I've got three spots on there that I want to try and build upon. Alex has got the same thing in his swim, so yeah, we're in those swims tonight. Well, Alex is in his. He said my one's free, so as long as no one turns up between now and, you know, 10 minutes 15 minutes, I should be golden. It should be good to go. So I'm super excited. Just wanted to start the pod now. And then I'll catch you guys when I've got the rods out, let you know what I've done, and we shall go from there. Right, the traps are set. So I'm in my swimmer, like I said I was going to be in. So let's talk about the middle rod first. So that's gone on my gravel patch. The gravel patch is where I want to start trying to get a lot of like seed mix in this year, and that when I, you know, in my fishing session. So when I come back, it's all topped up, and hopefully the fish are going to move in on it. The left hand and right hand side rod, I'm going to fish the margins. I'm just going to basically concentrate on sweet corn in those two areas. So yeah, middle rod's out on the massive gravel patch, and we got on that a 18 mil waft dart on a noodle rig, good old noodle rig. Basically bushwhack it out with the typical SLK bug DNA mix boilies with at the moment 15 mil, 18 mil and 21 mil boilies. Not a lot, to be fair, about 3 or 4 mouthfuls on top of that. Left hand side rod today is out in the margins. That's on a pop-up sweet corn on a blowback rig, and I literally bushwhacked that with a small handful of pellet and obviously sweet corn. Right hand side rod is on a double pop-up sweet corn rig on a spinner rig on this one, and on that one it's got a little handful of pellets, and on top of that we've got sweet corn as well. I was trying to think what the word was then. Yeah, so all three rods are out now. Time now is 7:09. I'm going to sort my stuff out here and then go and see Alex. And I'll have a little catch up with Alex on the pod as well. We'll probably talk about something. I have no idea what. But you're going to hear that imminently. So fingers crossed, the Valentine carp gods will send a carp my way. Let's be greedy. Well, the time is now 10:15. Didn't actually do any recording with Alex. We were too busy just chatting away about stuff and all that. So I do apologise there. But nothing to report so far. Gonna go to bed now. So hopefully, fingers crossed, one of us will catch a carp in the night. We can only but hope. At the moment, this is looking to be a really short podcast. But hey-ho. I apologise about that. But yeah, let's keep everything crossed. See what happens. Come on, the big carp. So, I've actually left the lake now. It was a blank. Spoke to Alex on the way out. He blanked too. But as to be expected, it's not an easy lake. So, let's talk about what I put my rods in.
So I brought in the middle one first. That was like clear as anything, nothing on it at all. Brought in the right-hand side rod. That had a little bit of crap on it. So that's something to be, mindful of next time I go, which we'll talk about in a bit. Left-hand rod coming clean as well. Before I went, I did actually put the bushwhacker out on the middle rod, and I dropped in loads of bait, loads of seed mix and boilie. And I'm going to keep doing that on there with the seed mix and the boilie to see if I can pull, carp into that area there. And in the margins, left and right, I literally just put a kilo of sweet corn out on there as well. Now, the plan is to go back tomorrow night. That's what I want to do, and hopefully that's going to happen. I can't see why it won't, but let's see. So I will continue this podcast if I go. So you're going to find out quicker than me. Let's find out. Right, ladies and gentlemen, I am back on the lake. It's Friday evening. It's 2 minutes past seven. I've just got all three rods out. So starting from the left, no change there. Left-hand side margin, single grain of corn, but pop-up corn. On a blowback rig, that's on an inline lead. Middle run, slight change on there, back on the gravel though, fishing a spinner rig on a pop-up DNA SLK, that's on an inline lead system as well. I'm gonna mess around more on the middle rod throughout my sessions on here, on the gravel patches. The gravel patches on the gravel patch, and trying to figure out, what works or what doesn't work, and hopefully I'll figure that out by catching a fish or two. That's the plan. So I've got started, decided to go over spinner rig because I have, and I do like the spinner rig. Right, and also I will say as well, the times I have fished this swim now, I haven't caught on the noodle yet on the gravel, so I just thought I'd change it. I don't know if the spinner rig is just going to be too blatant on there, like sticking up too much. Don't know. So everything else is the same apart from that. Right hand side rod, 2 grains of pop-up corn in the margins yet again. Everything's all the same from yesterday or 2 days ago. So all the rods are out now. I won't be recasting at all. I'm meeting Alex at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning to go to our tackle shops to get some more goodies. So unfortunately, I will be packing up early, but not as early as when I have to pack up and go to work. That's when I kind of really feel like I'm missing out on bike time. And to be honest with you, I feel like I'm missing out on bike time here as well in the morning. I'd like to fish, a little bit later. But hey-ho, it is what it is. Before I go, I will put more bait out. Anyway, let's stop dribbling on. And I'll probably do a little bit of here and there talking about random stuff tonight. So let's have it. Let's get a big carp on the bank. Fingers crossed. Yes. All right. Nothing to report yet. Time's now 19:59. I was just sitting in my bivvy thinking, what makes some lakes really hard? And first of all, you think, well, probably because the fish are old and wise. But then I fish waters that are hard, and then I know of like young fish being put in there, and yet those young fish became hard to catch too. Like, you'd think if you put young fish in there, like stockies, they'd be really easy to catch. But I found on hard waters that that's not really pretty much always the case. So do you think that young fish, or do you think that the carp can communicate with each other, and the young fish communicate? I don't know how they do it. The young fish learn off the adults quite quickly, what they should or shouldn't do. Do you think young fish go in and literally just mimic the older, wiser fish in the lake? Does that make sense? Because I've noticed as well, like the opposite to that of like when lakes, easy lakes, are stocked with stockies, and then those stocky fish become easy to catch. Does that make sense? What, I mean, why is that? That's just my findings. I find more often than not that that is the case on both scenarios. So it definitely does pose the thought of, like, younger fish must listen or learn off the adult fish in the lake. You know, the do's and don'ts. You know, which is really interesting, definitely. I think that's one thing I might have to bring up with Alex and get his thoughts on it. It's I'm gonna leave this segment here with myself pondering that, and then hopefully you guys too. And feel free to send me a little note in my Instagram page or something like that, and let me know your thoughts on it. Be definitely interested. Just if you get it on Instagram, just do it on any picture, because obviously I'll pick it up. Crest Fishing Adventures. It's it. Very interesting. It actually would be interesting to see what you guys think as well. Definitely. I'll leave you with that. Well, it's 10 o'clock now. No bleeps or anything. I haven't heard any fish jump. But hey ho. I think I'm going to try and get some sleep now. And hopefully I'll get woken up with the alarms going and a nice big fat carp on the end of it. We shall keep everything crossed for that one. So let's find out. Well, time's 6:44. No carp to report, but I did have a bleep on my left hand side rod, and I had a bleep on my middle rod. So, which I got really excited about. So I am really tempted to come back again tonight, definitely. So I just woke up. So a couple of bleeps tonight. When I heard the first bleep, my heart went. It really did. Like, come on, please. But it didn't go. But, I'd definitely be intrigued to see what the hooks look like when I pull them in. So it was in debris on, but I shall update you guys on that. Well, time's 6:44. No carp to report, but I did have a bleep on my left hand side rod, and I had a bleep on my middle rod. So, which I got really excited about. So I am really tempted to come back again tonight. Definitely. I just woke up. A couple of bleeps tonight. When I heard the first bleep, my heart went. It really did. Like, come on, please. But it didn't go. But, I'd definitely be intrigued to see what the hooks look like when I pull them in. See if it was in debris on, but I shall update you guys on that.
Right, so I've actually left the lake now, and everything. Met with Alex, been to the tackle shop, brought some bait, blah, 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 but you guys don't want to hear about that. So I reeled my rods in, and all three were clean, which is really good. If you recall, the first night I did in the week, my right-hand side rod had a load of stuff on, but yesterday I did actually pull that in a little bit closer. So it looks like I was definitely on the clear. On the clear patch there. So I'm going back again tonight. Because I just want to see. I'm just addicted, if I'm honest with you. I did put a load of bait out again on the gravel patch before I left. I put some sweet corn out in the margins again. So I want to go back. So tonight will be the last session in this podcast. I feel like I've got enough content now. So that is the plan. The time now is 16 minutes past 12. I need to get home, sort myself out, prep up a little bit again, get myself back down there. So I will see you bankside very soon. Let's see if we can get something out on the third night. Fingers crossed. Please, carp gods, bless me.
Right, I am now back down here and all three rods are out. All the same spots, same bait, apart from my right-hand side rod. I've made a slight little change to it. So when I was in the tackle shop earlier, I was looking around for something to kind of like scent my plastics with. Well, scent some of my plastics with. I'm just trying to see if that an extra smell to the non-smelling plastic will help pull, you know, some carp in. So I've stumbled across John Baker's chicken tikka flavour. You know what? It smells so good. It's so strong. I smelled it in the tackle shop and all I could smell for hours was just chicken tikka up my nose. Honestly, it's such a strong smell. So I've not soaked it long enough, to be fair. Literally, I've got down the lake and I poured some of this into a little pot. The pot that I'm going to use for soaking plastics in, like long term. And I literally just dropped the rig in with the sweet corn on it and had a little bit of a soak on it for what, probably about 25 minutes. I don't think it's totally going to be enough, but to be fair, if it's anything to go by from, I can smell up my nose the whole time, I'm sure that plastic will have a little bit of scent on it, you know. And what will be the confirmation of that is when I pull it in the morning and it still smells. So we'll find out then, and I obviously will update you then. So that's the only change I made. I don't like to change things too much. Certainly I'm not going to change nothing on my left-hand side rod. I can't see me doing that. My gravel patch, the only thing I will change on there is maybe if I go from a wafter or, you know, back to a pop-up wafter, or if I change the rig itself and back on a spinner rig, as I mentioned earlier, I might switch back to a noodle. I'm not too sure yet. But we'll see how this little campaign down here all pans out. So that's the update. So fingers crossed. One of these will go tonight. Come on, the carp. So it's probably a good time to actually talk about how I'm going to soak my plastics. So as I said, I've got a sealable tub, obviously with a rubber seal on it, so it's going to basically hold everything in. Hopefully, you know, not go manky. Well, it shouldn't do. It's a pre-made bait tub to do things like this in. I poured some of the liquid in, and I'm basically just putting in there different sizes of artificial sweet corn that I've got. And what I'm doing, because the stuff's so stinky, you know, I want to try and like not get it on my hands as much. I kind of want to get it on the rig as quick and easy as I can, you know, without wasting any of the smell. I'm not going to catch a fish with my hand, so ideally I don't want to be getting it on there. So what I'm going to do is just put the baiting needle through each one of them before I put it in the tub, so it's got a pre-made hole already. So all I can do when it comes to putting it onto a rig is get my baiting needle, find the bit of sweet corn plastic that I want to use, and just basically poke it through there, and that'll get out of the tub nice and easy. And I should easily be able to then just maybe push it with another needle just to get it down, just so I can see the nick of the end of the needle, and then put that onto my rig. So that's the plan. We'll see how it pans out. The way I look at it with this chicken tikka stuff, because obviously it's not a smell that I've used in my carp fishing before, but as you guys know, I'm an all-rounder, and I guarantee that smell on there will catch me chub and barbel out of the river. So if it doesn't work on my carp fishing, I'm going to take it over to the river and use it on there, definitely. So that's how I'm going to soak my plastics. Obviously, I'll update you as time goes on, and you guys will hear, keep listening to my podcast, and you guys will hear, you know, if it's successful or unsuccessful. But I've got a good feeling about this one. Well, so far nothing to report, no bleach or anything, but we all know it only takes one bite, so I'm keeping everything crossed for that. Come on, the carp. Right, good morning. The time now is 6:10 and you can probably hear that it's raining. It's been raining pretty much like this all night, which now leaves me with a posed question, and the question is on the back of something that happened. So about 25 minutes ago, my left hand side rod in the margins went like that. So the question is, was that a carp or a fish picking up my bait and getting away with it? Or was it coots diving? Now, the question is, the main question is, because I'm never going to be able to answer either, but I guess my question is, do coots, like, feed, dive in the rain? That's what I want to know as well now. It really is raining. And I don't know, I just imagine they wouldn't be out feeding in the rain. Well, I guess they would do if they were, like, really, really hungry, but I just don't imagine that they do. So I'm kind of, like, thinking that they don't, and I could be wrong. But if they don't, I'm now really worried that my rig's not the right rig on that spot. Now, the rig I'm using is a blowback rig. It's got a size 10 hook on, a floater claw, I think it might have been, for a Nashie one pinpoint. The reason why it's that small, so I don't normally use hooks that small, is that when I first came down here, it was a year before I had my carp out of this swim, I decided to go small and lightweight, thinking if I go small, it's, you know, the rig's going to be, or the hook, or the rig hook's going to be less likely to be seen by the carp. If I go for like a small hook and one of the floater claws, it should be sucked up really quickly and hopefully hook the carp. But when I was looking at my rigs yesterday, and I didn't put it on the podcast, I don't know why, I should do really control, I should, you know, I'm trying to put a rig on there. I was questioning it then, you know, is it the right rig? Is it too small? Do I think it's too small because, you know, I've been fishing size 4 hooks, you know? But I wouldn't have said the same question going back a good few years ago when, you know, I was using smaller hooks like size 10. But I suppose it is quite a small size 10 as well, to a degree. So now I'm wondering if the rig, you know, if the plastic sweet corn rig's right. I think I might need to change it. I think, on the fact of, like, I had a bleep yesterday as well. I know yesterday's one wasn't so much so, like, a bleep, bleep, bleep. It was a bleep, like that. So, I'm just left with, what should I do? I just don't feel happy right now with my rig on that. I think when I next come down here, I need to have a different rig on it. I think that's one thing I am going to do. What a head fuck. Right, I just thought I'd put that on here. Obviously I will tell you guys what I come up with, what I want to try, but I do feel like I need to try something different. I feel like if I keep doing this and doing the same thing, I'm going to get the same results, and the same results right now is nothing. I'd rather switch it to another rig and see what happens. Yeah, I think I made my mind. I am going to change the rig, but to what, I don't know. To which I will update you guys. Probably my next session. But hey, you know, we haven't left yet. It could still catch a carp and really head fuck me. So yeah, I'll leave you with that one. Okay, so I'm all packed up now, just staring out over the lake. That is it. I am calling this podcast here, a good old free nighter, spread over 5 days, which is not bad. Pulled all 3 rigs in, all 3 rigs were clean, tidy, nothing on them, so they were all fishing. It just leaves me posed with the question what I was talking about in the last segment about my rig on my left-hand side rod. I really do feel like I want to change it. What was the bleeping on it? Well, it could have been picked up by a bird. The fish could have done me. It could have been a liner. I don't know, but something's telling me to change the rig. So I'm going to go away, have a good think about that, and change the rig. I'm also contemplating on dropping a 5-ounce lead in replace of that 4-ounce lead on it. It is not the best ground down there, but it's not like really silty, so I should be presenting. So Okay, so I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put a 5 ounce lead on it probably, change the rig and see if that makes any difference. You know, I mean, if I don't know. You've got to try different things, and that's what I'm going to try. Just going to stick with the sweet corn though. Oh, on another note, right-hand side rod, yes, it did smell of the chicken tikka when I brought it in. And as that was only dipped in there, what did I say, for like 30 minutes or something? I can't remember now. Not long at all. So yeah, absolutely buzzing about that. So anyway, I'm going to call this one here. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you for joining me on my journey, my crazy little adventure, my fishing world. What am I talking about? Anyway, guys, if you go fishing from now until my next podcast, let's hope you put a big one on the bank. Take care of yourself and thank you for the continued support. Tight lines.